T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It's time for another gaslighting lesson, the opportunity presented by a hostile House Judiciary Committee. First, a quick reminder of what gaslighting is all about. It's a form of psychological manipulation in which a person or group covertly sows seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or group, making them question their own memory, perception, or judgment. It often evokes cognitive dissonance and other changes, including low self-esteem. It involves attempts to destabilize the victim and delegitimize the victim's beliefs. It's highlighted in a story where a husband attempts to convince his wife and others that she is insane by manipulating small amounts of their environment and insisting that she is mistaken. He dims the lights in the house, and when the wife repeatedly asks the husband to confirm her perceptions, he keeps insisting that the lights are the same, and instead it is she who is going insane. When Attorney General Bill Barr appeared before the House Judiciary Committee, he faced hostile, angry, contentious, and extremely rude attacks by the Democrats in that committee. The New York Times framed the appearance as an, quote, outright hostile election season oversight hearing, end of quote. The Times said the hearing, quote, grew increasingly heated as Democrats spoke over his attempts to respond to their accusations, end of quote. Did the Democrat lawmakers seek to get answers to questions? No, they did not. They attacked him with a long list of grievances. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler kicked the hearing off by saying, quote, you have aided and abetted the worst failings of the president, end of quote. And according to the Times, while Nadler continued his attack, Barr sat impassively. When he was asked questions, he was told to respond with a yes or no. If he tried to expand on an answer, the rude Democrats cut him off by saying, I reclaim my time. It was horribly abusive, but what was to follow after the hearing was an incredible example of attempts to gaslight the entire American public. House Democrats Madeline Dean and Pramila Jayapal accused the Attorney General of being sexist and hostile. While Democrats repeatedly interrupted Barr at the hearing and condemned him as corrupt, racist, and dangerous, Representative Dean said Barr was disrespectful and particularly mistreated women. She said, quote, you saw his affect. He was disrespectful, spoke over top of every one of us, and particularly spoke over women. He was so disrespectful, the way he approached Congress, the way he approached our committee, end of quote. On several occasions, Republicans on the Judiciary Committee gave Barr time during their questioning periods to respond to Democrat charges that he was not allowed to respond to when Democrats were on the attack. Jayapal allowed Barr to speak for less than 60 seconds during their six-minute exchange, and he never spoke longer than 10 seconds without being interrupted by her. She actually told CNN that she had to control her time because otherwise Barr might testify too much. So while the American public witnessed a barrage of attacks on the Attorney General without giving much time at all to respond, they claimed that was not the case. While they interrupted him time after time, never giving him a chance to fully respond. They claimed that never happened. When Republicans were forced to surrender some of their time to give Barr a chance to respond to questions he was not allowed to respond to when Democrats asked him those questions, Democrats claimed that was the opposite of what we all witnessed during the hearing. Democrats tried to psychologically manipulate what the American public witnessed, attempting to sow seeds of doubt about what actually occurred during the raucous hearing. Democrats tried to gaslight the entire American public. However, most of the American public won't fall for their surreptitious attempts. We refuse to be gaslighted. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.